This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 23 of BookCareers.com Live. This has been recorded on the 16th of June 2019. It's been an interesting week as I've had some great emails in response to episode 22 about how to manage your boss, with someone saying they felt reassured that they were doing all the right things to manage their boss, and another who said that you described my boss exactly and I'll try out what you've suggested. There is definitely a continuing conversation there. And then yesterday we held our first How to Job Search in Book Publishing course aimed at those with no prior knowledge of the industry, and it was a great success. So many interesting and diverse attendees, all who have something different to offer the industry in terms of background and skills. They have the capabilities to go on and have fantastic careers. Going forward, we aim to continue with this course, as well as our professionals one, for those who already have a background in the industry. So if you're stuck in your job search, or you know someone who is, please put them in touch with us at Book Careers. The book based on the course and all my careers work is due to be published soon. It's looking like September now, but it is going to happen this year, and I'm taking some time over the next couple of weeks to ensure that it really does happen. It is long overdue. One of the many things that emerged from yesterday's course was a discussion about transferable skills. And if you're thinking of transferring into publishing, or if I dare I say it, you are thinking about leaving publishing, here are 16 transferable skills that you could probably use in most jobs, not just publishing jobs, although some might appear to be publishing specific. Every company outside of book publishing now has some sort of publishing department. This is also why the industry needs to look at people from different employment backgrounds and not just from publishing backgrounds when recruiting, as someone from outside the industry can offer the same or similar skills but with a differing perspective. So these are some of the most common transferable skills. 1. Copy editing or sub-editing, which really is just to edit, write and rephrase text. 2. Copywriting, to write fresh text from scratch, often with a marketing angle. 3. Business analytics, to understand and analyse statistics and data from a variety of sources, to monitor return on investment, or ROI, as you probably see in any job advertisement. 4. Digital, to understand and use digital processes, apps, mobile data, and to be ahead of what is happening in technology and eager to try new things. 5. IT skills, the software that you use and the ability to learn new software quickly. 6. Customer service, the ability to offer an exceptional level of service to customers, whoever they may be, and no matter what the constraints involved. 7. Negotiation, to be a top negotiator, be it on contract clauses, co-partnership agreements, costs, terms and discounts with colleagues or businesses or suppliers. 8. Social media, to build and engage an audience through a variety of social media platforms. 9. Sales, business to business sales, where you sell things, whatever the product, to other businesses, no matter what their different buying process is. Or normal sales, business to the consumer, to sell things, whatever the product, direct to members of the public. 10. Leadership, to lead a team or organisation, devise strategy and ideas, give direction and motivate. 11. Management. To manage a team or organisation, a manager takes the leadership ideas and organises them and the staff into actions, systems and plans. And if you don't know the difference between leading and managing, then look them up. They are different things, and not everyone with good leadership skills has good management skills, and vice versa. 12. Project management. To manage projects, often using tried and tested project management systems such as Agile or PRINCE2. 13. Unlucky for some, but it's communication, a key skill that gives access to so many other skills and abilities. Do you have the ability to communicate effectively? 14. Marketing. To devise a marketing campaign to a specific audience. 15. Publicity. To publicise an event, product or service, to deal with areas of the media and have good media contacts. 16. Time management and organisational skills. To make effective use of your time and be able to organise yourself or others efficiently. I'm sure there are other skills that you need for publishing that can easily be transferred in or out. Let me know on social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on the BookCareers Live forum what you think the other transferable skills are. This brings us on to the case study of the week. This concerns Michael. Michael was working in digital marketing in a different industry and really wanted to work in book publishing. He tried in the past to get into the industry by applying for jobs, but never really got anywhere. Then Michael came to me. We reviewed his CV and took out some of the words and phrases that were specific to the industry he currently worked in and translated them into words that publishers recognised, as well as ensured that some of the skills that Michael might take for granted, such as search engine optimisation, were included in his career history. Very early on in my work with Michael, a suitable vacancy became available at a publisher's that he really wanted to work for, and we worked together on his CV and covering letter, really honing down those transferable skills. He managed to get an interview, his first interview with a book publisher, something he'd never had before. After coaching him for the interview, he was successful, got shortlisted, and ultimately got the job. All in all, I think it was 4 months from when Michael first contacted me to his first day in a new publishing job. And this brings me nicely on to the interview question of the week. What makes you think you have the right skills to work in book publishing? From an interviewer's perspective, this is a good question to ask a career changer who looks on paper that they might be a good fit for the job, as they have so many transferable skills or some specialist knowledge that you'd love to have within your business. It allows you to see in a face-to-face discussion that they've understood the skills that are a priority for the role, have grasped what the job is about and how it might be slightly different to the role they currently have. It also allows us to see how they might talk to colleagues about projects and tasks that they've worked on in the past, without alienating them by using too many technical terms from a different industry. That might sound odd, but it's one of the difficulties for someone career changing in, that it takes time for them to grasp publishing technical terms or nuances. From a candidate's perspective, this question could be scary to you at first, because you might think, they're questioning my skills and my ability to do the job, you know, if they didn't think I had the skills, why are they interviewing me? And that is something that should give you confidence that if they didn't think you were the right candidate for the role based on your CV, they would never have brought you in for an interview. But this is the question that allows you to demonstrate that you've got the right skills for the job, you understand what the job is about, and you talk to the interviewer in a language they understand, which says, yes, I understand publishing. You would answer it prioritising your skills in the same order as they are required for the job. So say you were in a job in a different industry where you'd been writing business-to-business communications about releases of new products to the press, and a main element of the publishing job you're being interviewed for was writing press releases. The first thing to say when you respond would be that you've got experience in writing press releases for new products. So in your reply, you've prioritised your skills and matched them to the skills required to the job and are using terminology and vocabulary that the interviewer instantly recognises. Make the interviewer feel that you've understood the role and the skills required. And if you're stuck in this situation, book into the bookcareers.com careers clinic to see if we can help you make a successful career transition. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter at bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.